5. Please listen carefully. Listen to a conversation between two students.
Hey, Steve. I heard you've moved out of the dorms.
Well, no, I haven't. I'd like to, but...
Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, the places close to campus are expensive, and the ones I can afford are too far to walk. So, I've got to figure out what transportation's going to cost me.
Buses and trains aren't that expensive, are they?
Nah, the problem is schedules. Sometimes I have to stay on campus late, after things stop running. So I'd have to take a taxi or get a car.
What's wrong with getting a car? Gets you where you want to go at your convenience.
A car? In the city? No, thanks. Besides, insurance rates are high for my age group and, you know, other costs. Maintenance, parking.
That's a point for being close to campus. Also, it's easy to get home if you forget something.
Yeah, and sometimes I like to take an afternoon nap because of the late hours I'm in the lab. It'd be nice to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Can't if you live out in some suburb. Maybe it's best to stay in the dorms right on campus.
Yeah, well, one of my complaints about the dorms is they're too noisy in the daytime. Can't sleep because everyone's got their music going.
You get your meals and don't have to clean up afterwards.
I think I could save a lot doing my own shopping.
So what's the difference in costs of, a dorm, a place near campus, one on the train line, or, on the bus route?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, if I were you, I'd get all the figures and make a, hypothetical budget. A budget showing you taking a taxi 3 times a week and a budget for the costs of a car, and just put all the possibilities on paper. I think you'd make a better decision doing that. And also make a list of advantages and disadvantages.
Now get ready to answer the question. The students discuss the man's options. Describe his problem. Then state which of the options you prefer and explain why. You may begin to prepare your response after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.